As Federal News Radio told you earlier this month, agency financial systems are first on this target list. But now, in a second memo from the Office of Management and Budget, every agency technology system is coming under the administration's microscope. And Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, he's been following this story for weeks now. We've been hearing rumblings of this. They're finally out. And so he joins us here with details of what OMB wants to do. So when we talked earlier this month, you had it before anyone else, about this memo. It focused on financial systems. This is a much larger scope than just financial systems.
Absolutely. This is the review is going to look at financial systems most definitely, but it's going to look at all IT projects. And in fact, they're going to look at all IT projects that are considered high-risk projects. Jeff Zients is the OMB Deputy Director for Management and the Chief Performance Officer.
The review of the IT projects that have the highest risk for failure, we believe, will be greater than $10 billion worth of projects and go across many different agencies.
Now, Vivek Kundra, the federal chief information officer, says when he first got into office, he was given a list of 20 of projects that equaled $27 billion that were troubled. So when Zients talks about that $10 billion, that's what they've shaped it down. They've trimmed it out and they said, okay, here's what we got.
These are the most at risk of the high risk.
Exactly. Yeah. If you remember, Karen Evans back when she was in Vivek Kundra's role as federal CIO and Mark Forman before her, they all had these similar risks, the high risk list, the management watch list. What they're really doing now is not just saying you made the list, Francis, but you're saying we got to do something about it, and we're going to do something about it. And that's where, actually, if you remember, the Veterans Affairs Department really was first out of the gate looking at these troubled IT projects. They stopped 45. They eventually terminated 12, and they saved about $54 million. Maybe a drop in the bucket when it comes to VA's multi-billion-dollar budget, but at the same time, they stopped some stuff that was not going anywhere.
And sends a message that we're not doing the same old thing anymore.
Absolutely. Saying, if you're failing, let's stop. Let's figure it out.
Let's find a new way of, if something's not working, let's try and find a new way of doing it.
Because would Einstein say doing the same thing over and over again is insane?
Definition of insanity, right?
There you go. So what OMB is asking agencies to do is very similar to what VA did last summer.
Part of what this review will unearth is where we need to make structural reforms and where we need to actually terminate these projects.
Financial management systems, they're still on the low-hanging fruit when it comes to problematic IT projects, is it right?
Absolutely, and I think that they're being halted. Any new or ongoing projects that have new task orders coming from them are going to be halted. So let's be clear, not all projects from financial management are going to be halted, but anything that's new or is saying, okay, we're going to release a new task order in the next month, next 6 months, next year. So they're going to, OMB wants to review agencies' plans and their budgets. Zients says about agencies spend $3 billion a year on new or updating existing financial management systems, and OMB expects to save a big chunk of that. Danny Werfel is leading this effort as the OMB controller.
There are projects in place right now where work will continue on because there's an existing contract or an existing task, but to the extent a project has not yet started, or to the extent a project is in midstream and there may be future tasks coming down the lane, in those situations, those projects are stopped and can be reopened once the agency demonstrates a cost reduction or risk reduction plan.
The memo follows very closely to the draft memo we first reported earlier this month. OMB wants agencies to break these large financial management systems into smaller segments. They want agencies to focus on the most critical business needs first and provide a plan in 60 days of how to fix their troubled projects. So what is new about the memo is actually they give out a financial systems review schedule. Starting July 9th, the Departments of Homeland Security, Energy, and Veterans Affairs will all be reviewed in terms of their financial systems. Each week, as many as three other agencies will be analyzed. We're going to post that entire schedule on federalnewsradio.com so you can see when your agency's financial system is coming up. But between basically July 9th and the end of August, they're going to look at all the major CFO Act agencies and their bureaus and components, how they relate back up to the financial management systems. So this is a major, major review because, again, $3 billion are being spent, and they're not getting a lot for it, they believe.
And I think there was, at the CFO-CIO summit that we were down at last week, a lot of frustration out there about, hold on, we don't have the data in the form that we need to make management decisions. And that's been the challenge with financial systems
forever.
Ever, yeah.
And I think that's part of why they say focus on your most critical needs first. What do you need to make those management decisions? Well, I need money out and money in, you know, something simple. Yeah. Okay, do that first, and then what comes next?
So I can just hear the quaking of people's boots out there. What should they be watching out for in the next weeks, months ahead?
So there's two deadlines coming up. In 30 days, Vivek Kundra says his office will issue guidance on how agencies and OMB will identify those high-risk projects. And then they're going to say, okay, how can once we identify them, how are we going to focus on terminating them, halting them, or fixing them? Now, in 120 days... Zeit says new guidance on improving agency management and procurement processes will be coming out. Kundra describes how the guidance will be constructed.
The reason for the 120-day review is to make sure that we're taking on some of these structural issues that are not limited to just personnel, but also procurement, looking at what's going on in terms of how we procure and what are some of the processes. It also has to do with how we deploy technology. Do we use agile methodologies? Do we scope them into much smaller chunks so that we can succeed faster, so we can fail faster if necessary? And this 120-day period is going to be significant because that's where we're going to engage with the private sector, from the contracting community to the software companies, academia, from the universities to the think tanks, to make sure that we're unearthing the best practices so we can introduce recommendations that are going to address some of the structural issues that you're pointing to.
So I was reading the OMB director's blog post about this morning, and he says the only way we can get to a better performing government is really by addressing these IT systems. This is how important they believe these IT systems are.
This administration specifically has been very focused on that. And I think almost they're when they come out and talk about, oh, the government's so behind the private sector and technology, I always go back to say, well, are they? I mean, when you think about it, it's there are problems, yes. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the government's perfect by any means. But at the same time, vendors also have a lot of trouble with their own internal systems. The difference is the government has no profit and loss motive, so they continue to go. They have a Congress who doesn't always
give
money.
It's not a clear top-down. I mean, a CEO decides where the direction of the company, and by and large, you get to go that way.
Right.
It's not the same way in government. Much more complex.
You guys talked about what would Google do, the book.
Yeah.
And there's no what would DOD do book. There's no what would GSA do book, because there's so many pieces that have to come into play here that you can't have a overarching theme, if you will, for to work on things.
So is the issue here that government doesn't do a good job with IT projects, or is it something bigger than just troubled IT programs?
You know, I asked that same question, and the administration, as we were talking about, has been very vocal about saying the problems with federal IT spending. Zeit's goal is to actually bring the government more in line with private sector practices.
Success rate is ultimately much higher and the return on investment much higher, in part because projects are terminated much earlier. About one out of three projects in the private sector, IT projects, are terminated in their first 6 months, whereas it's very infrequent that projects are terminated at all throughout the federal government.
Now, this effort actually follows on to the Modernizing Government Technology event that the White House held in last January, where they brought in CEOs of the 50 large firms and held discussions about procurement, technology, management issues. Zeit says OMB will reach out to these companies, as well as many others, academics, other experts, to figure out how to improve these processes, both project management, acquisition, and overall, you know, broad management. The one thing missing of all this is the people, and OMB addressed the people part only peripherally when they talked about, you know, when projects fail, we need to make sure we have a project management standard, or we have to have, but I asked that question about, well, what are you going to do about the people issue, and they went back, well, we got to fix hiring, we got to fix this, but really when it comes down to it, why projects fail, lack of a qualified project manager, or lack of understanding the requirements for the outcome, so a lack of a contracting officer, technical representative. And if you don't have those qualifications of people writing requirements, going through the process of figuring out what's our outcome going to be, is much more difficult. And I think if you talk to people in government, that's what they'll tell you that the biggest challenges are.
We will have, as Jason mentioned, the timetable for the financial management systems, the blog post by the OMB director. We'll have these two memos. We will have it all for you so you can read it for yourself. You can find it online, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. And you're going to have more tomorrow, right?
More tomorrow, absolutely. Absolutely, with Tom Temin and Amy Morris on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, as well as
federalnewsradio.com.
As always.
There you go.